You are listening to Real World News.
The Garifuna movement's balance 4 years after the coup d'etat in Honduras and ahead of Sunday's elections. Nahum Lelin is a member of the Youth Front of the Black Fraternal Organization of Honduras, OFRANE, which together with social movements of the country has suffered repression and constitutional rights violations after the coup d'etat staged in 2009. A few days before the presidential elections in Honduras, Real World Radio interviewed Nahum about the balance of the past 4 years of an illegitimate government that has favored the oligarchy. Nahum talked about the expectations of the young Honduran Garifunas for the elections and mentioned the importance of a victory at the Partido Libre that emerged from the popular resistance to the coup d'etat. Presidential candidate Xiomara Castro, the wife of President José Manuel Zelaya when the coup was staged, is a front-runner according to opinion polls. However, the Honduran Popular Front fears for the lack of respect for the constitutional rights during the elections. The selling of election IDs, intimidation of candidates, and expensive media campaigns are taking place in the lead-up to the elections. An electoral ban is already underway before the elections. OFRANE's leader said the principle of free, prior, and informed consent has not been respected under Porfirio Lobo's administration. The rights of indigenous communities, peasants, and African descendant groups has been violated. An example of this is the so-called Model Cities passed in Parliament, an initiative that provides exceptional land rights to transnational corporations. We believe the balance of the past 4 years is terrible. The state has tried to phase out all indigenous and Garifuna peoples, said Nahum. The African Honduran activist did not hesitate to point out the discredit of the elections in Honduras. He spoke about the dirty campaigns and the lack of specific proposals for the young population. Migration, unemployment, and violence are the main issues to address for the young voters. Politics has gone as far as to play with the hunger of our communities, said Nahum. All hopes are on the Free Party. At OFRANE, we defend the constitution and democracy in the country, and we hope that Xiomara Castro will win, but the situation of any elected government will be difficult because the oligarchy is in control.
You are listening to Real World News.